a Navy hospital ship preparing to set sail from Baltimore. Army and Marine units from Georgia to California standing by for their own deployment orders. Those are some of the signs of a U.S. military buildup in preparation for war in Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld last week signed a deployment order that should boost the number of U.S. troops and aircraft available for possible military action. The move comes even as administration officials say that they will continue working through the United Nations to disarm the Iraqi regime. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
U.S. officials often say diplomacy gets most results when it's backed by a credible threat to use force in case the diplomacy fails. So Secretary of State Colin Powell, speaking yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, was careful to say the United States is preparing for military action against Iraq, even as it waits for the latest report from U.N. weapons inspectors.
The president has not made a decision yet with respect to the use of military force or with respect to going back to the United Nations, but it's a situation, of course, we're monitoring closely, and of course, we're positioning ourselves and positioning our military forces for whatever might be required.
After months of saying U.S. forces in the Middle East were engaging in routine military exercises, Pentagon officials now openly acknowledge that troops and equipment have been moved to the area around Iraq in preparation for war, and that more could be on their way soon. General James Jones, Commandant of the Marine Corps, tells NPR that Marine Corps logistics specialists are busy figuring out how they could push large numbers of troops and equipment forward on short notice.
We're in the business right now of making sure that our equipment is properly loaded and that our ammunition is loaded. And so it's mostly a logistical drill right now with a fair amount of thought going into what units we would flow forward or when we will flow them forward.
The deployment order signed last week by Defense Secretary Rumsfeld called for a hospital ship, the USNS Comfort, to deploy to the Persian Gulf. Navy officials say she's due to set sail later this week or early next week and will be stationed in the area to handle casualties in the event of war. Among her capabilities is a cleaning room where troops exposed to chemical or biological attack could be detoxified. Under the deployment order, specific Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps units are told to prepare for mobilization. In some cases, says General Jones, combat units coming off a deployment may be kept together and ready for another assignment.
That's what we're looking at now, is to how do we want to interfere with the normal rotation? Is this the right time to kind of freeze certain units in place in order to keep that combat capability together?
Two aircraft carriers and their associated battle groups just coming off deployments are being told they have to be ready to return to the region on a 96-hour notice. Secretary Rumsfeld, speaking here last week, said guard and reserve units are also being told to get ready.
What we're doing is we're saying, here is an alert order, not that we intend to activate you or mobilize you or deploy you, but we intend to give you an alert so that you can get all that stuff done, get your paperwork through, get your teeth fixed, get your medical exams, do the kinds of things that need to be done so that it won't take 30, 60, 90 days in the event we need your services.
Still, the administration is moving carefully, not wanting to appear too anxious for war in Iraq. Under an earlier draft of the deployment order, up to 50,000 U.S. troops were to be prepared for military action. In the final version, according to a senior defense official, that number was substantially lowered. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.